I'm Ruby.
And I'm Elijah.
And welcome to Rough Edges.
This episode, we'll be discussing whether or not Christians should swear. And to start off, Ruby, I'm going to ask you, what do you think about swearing as a Christian? Should we do it or should we not? What's your opinion?
I think, first of all, before we get into it, we're going to be like, well, me and Elijah have both swore before. So it's not like we're coming from place. It's not like we're coming from a place of judgment as like all of these new hot takes. We're not coming from a place of judgment. We're just starting a conversation. So my initial answer would be like, no, we probably shouldn't swear, even though we're human. So we're probably going to say things that, you know, aren't right. But I think when you've got when you say swear words or whatever, or say like horrible things, not just swear words, horrible things, you've got to check where it comes from. If it comes from like anger in your heart, or like bitterness or hate towards someone. So like, there's a verse that says like, anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you can't love God and hate your brother. It's like loving your neighbour sort of thing. So yeah, is it loving? I think you've got to check. I think it's individual as well.
I think like, as Christians, we've got to be intentional in our actions. So if we are intentionally swearing at someone, like, you know, if you're not loving your neighbour and I'm directly calling you or whatever, like, am I being loving? I've got to check my heart.
Yeah.
And if my heart is not pure when doing like something to another person, then like, should I be doing it? But then there's circumstances where, you know, you could argue that swearing is justifiable, like, I don't know.
Stub your toe.
Or like, you're angry at your mum and you might say, this isn't what I do with mum. I'm obviously not. But if, you know, I don't know, if you get into a little row and you might say things that you may not mean in the moment, like, it's very easy to get heated and, you know, like, your tongue can go, like, trigger, depending on who you are, you know? And I think it's very easy. Like, when I'm around Christians, I don't tend to swear. I don't know what it is. Maybe the Holy Spirit sort of convicts me around Christians, and I feel like maybe that's not how I know I should not be living like that. But when I'm around Christians, a lot of the time I just cannot swear. Like, do you know what I mean? But if I'm around my non-Christian friends, then I'm probably more likely to say things where it's like, it's acceptable because I'm around a group of people. But then again, I think I also need to check my heart. Am I being consistent? Like, am I not being a hypocrite?
That's
behind closed doors.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
That's a really good point. There's a verse in Philippians 4:8 and it says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's anything excellent, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So there's also like, it's whatever is in your heart is what's going to come out of your mouth. So in your heart, if you've got a lot of hate in your heart and a lot of evil in your heart, you're just going to say nasty things. Whatever's in your heart. So if you think about like nice, pure, lovely things, what was in that verse, then what comes out of your mouth will be positive, will be good, will be lovely, will be like worthy of praise, this sort of thing. So it's like, what is in your head that comes out of your mouth, or what is in your heart that comes out of your mouth? That's what I think. I also think there's different degrees to like swearing, innit? Because I know some some people are offended by the word crap or something like that. They'd be like, you mustn't say that. But I think someone said this and it stuck with me. Politeness is not biblical. Like, politeness, it doesn't say you must say your please and thank yous in the Bible, does it? And it's like a middle class thing. So you've got to be careful, like, whether you're putting your own agenda on people's actions and claiming that as Christian. And that's not. It's not. Politeness is not Christian. It's probably kind to be polite, which is Christian. You've got to be like Jesus and he was kind to people. So we're not saying, like, forget all your table manners or whatever. It's just check, like, whether, where your standards are, if that makes sense.
I think, like, in the Bible, it talks about coming as you are. You know, so if you are a person, and I think our church does it well, mm-hmm. because we're situated in East London, where, like, people have brought up in hardship, you know, and it is a relatively kind of, like, difficult area to live in. Like, the Bible says, come as you are. So, like, whoever you are, like, if you have a background of swearing or, like, using bad language, like, just know that you're not going to be judged by God, mm-hmm. regardless. Like, he's there to change your heart, yeah. essentially.
And I was going to say, I think I love it when, like, Cockney people swear. I love it. I know it's probably not the right thing to do, but I just love it. Because it's just, like, so sassy.
It shows, like, character.
So, yeah, it's just funny. And I like how funny it is. And one thing, I think you had a situation before where someone pulled you up on swearing. And it was more like, for other Christians, say you're not raised to swear and it doesn't come naturally to you. You've got to see how far that individual's come.
Mm.
You've got to be like, oh, I don't think you should critique the small things. And I don't think there are probably deeper issues than just swearing.
Oh, yeah. I just remembered when you said that.
I think people are ready to pinpoint any small thing at you, but you haven't seen where they started.
Yeah.
You didn't see how far they've come.
Yeah.
And I think don't critique, like, what you see. You don't know how they've already changed, like, in more important things than just saying some swear words.
Yeah. I think it... You know, like, if that is something you feel like you want to give up, then give it up. If you know that you've got a potty mouth and it doesn't help you and puts a barrier in between you and God, then, like, find ways of giving it up. But, you know, if it's
not God really
hindering you that much, I don't think it's such a bad thing, to be honest.
But I also wonder whether maybe it's individual, maybe it's a bigger deal to some people. Then for me, swearing, I don't think it's a big deal. But other people might think it's a big deal. It's
a big deal,
so
yeah.
It depends on the person.
Yeah, I think you summed it up there well.
Yeah.
Because, like, swearing, as I said at the beginning of this episode, I think it's only really bad when you're intentionally going at someone, going, do you know what I mean? Like, but if it's not harming, then... I don't think it's such a bad issue, to be honest.
Mm. Yeah, true. But, I hope that answered some people's questions or thoughts. And that was a bit rambly, but I think also we can't just presume some things have such importance and some things, I don't know.
Well, essentially, you know, it goes back to, if you're showing love to your neighbour.
Yeah. Is it loving? Yeah.
If it's not.
Yeah. Don't do it. Nice.
But yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you again next week.
This is a controversial one because obviously swearing in the eyes of the Lord. What am I even saying, bro?